I found this section. It's another angle on the Forex formula that we featured lately. And this is rewrite number 22, recorded on March 23rd, 2011. So let's hear this.
And this is what you're actually doing. You're taking flat, plain geometry, flat piece of paper, and you're adding a vibrational sine, cosine frequency from numbers.
Which so what would the Eskimo see as a universe?
He didn't see. Now, you read McLuhan's books. The Eskimo, when they draw a map, they don't draw everything exactly positioned. They draw what they heard in different spaces. They draw the map based on what their experiences through the ear are. It looks like modern painting.
Well,
cubism.
That's triangulation. See,
non-visual triangulation, acoustic triangulation.
All of ours, everything is acoustic triangulation, Bob, because that cell phone can't see those towers.
Right. That's triangulation is still within the acoustic technology bit. Ion's talking about non-physical, which does not require triangulation when you're hip to it.
Well, so neither does God when you know.
Right, when you know. So acoustic.
If I was to triangulate myself in the universe, all that is, how would I do that if there's no end point of reference?
You would do the eye knowledge that Ion's giving us and the ear knowledge of the Eskimo. You'd mix the eye and the ear.
You pull a tangent and take a linear perspective and add a multi-dimensional or multi-sided with a fractal
multi-sided
vibration,
yeah.
And that vibration then would answer your equation every single time without fail or exception.
What's the linear perspective, Ion?
Oh, flat.
Okay, can you say that again then, please?
We only do it once, darling.
Sometimes.
Take an act.
When you really need to know it right now, he won't do it. But he'll do it in 2 weeks. He'll slip it in. If you're ready for it, you'll get it. If you can remember what the issue was right now. Ion is tactile. He shifts.
Okay. I think, Sasha, what it was at this point, you need to use a flat linear perspective of where you are to triangulate your place in the entire universe.
Which is a visual image, the universe. Think, what is multiverse?
Yes, it has to be a three-dimensional picture. So imagine you coming away from the page in point C, with A or B being any place in the universe.
Or every place in the universe.
Yeah, the acoustic part is every place.
And the time factor is is arbitrary. So it doesn't matter where you are in time because it's a false premise.
Right. Here it is, Greg. Time and cycle is visual space. Simultaneity is acoustic space. So we live in a world based on spiraling cycles for Wall Street measurement for hit that moment, hit the bullseye, and overlaid by simultaneity.
Okay, that was really good. So, Jed, I just found this section. In McLuhan's books, he always had eye, comma, ear, eye versus ear. He always played off eye versus ear from a hidden tactile, quote, perspective, tactile position. And here you have Ion saying that triangulation is acoustic. I never heard that before. So that's ear, and then you have the trigonometry's eye. You actually have an eye-ear combination in the 4X formula, which is pretty amazing. If you listen to the first sentence, listen to this. Let's play the first sentence again.
And this is what you're actually doing. You're taking flat, plain geometry, flat piece of paper, and you're adding a vibrational sine cosine frequency from numbers.
Adding a sine cosine frequency or vibration
from numbers. Let's do it again. It's really amazing.
And this is what you're actually doing. You're taking flat, plain geometry, flat piece of paper, and you're adding a vibrational sine, cosine frequency from numbers.
From numbers. And McLuhan said originally numbers were tactile. Just think of people counting numbers on their fingers. And then they got visualized. So it was the most tactile creation within visual space, numbers. Here you have the flat visual space. What do you say? The flat.
And this is what you're actually doing. You're taking flat plane geometry.
Okay, flat plane geometry, that's visual space. I was telling the other day that visual space is a flat neutral phenomenon. And I actually found James Joyce saying that in Ulysses. The definition of visual space, or a book, it's an extension of visual space, is flat. And you have this flatness, and the visual sense can be removed or isolated or separated from the other sensory interplay. That's what's unique about the visual space. So here's how I'm defining the visual space aspect, as defined by McLuhan and James Joyce, and then overlaying the acoustic space.
And you're adding a vibrational sine cosine frequency from numbers.
From numbers. Okay, so I heard that the other day. I said, holy shit, there it is. McLuhan was talking about eye-ear, and what's unique about the 4X formula, Ion says that it mixes the geometric knowledge with the trigonometric knowledge, and that had never been done before by humans for some reason. Can't imagine where humans wouldn't do it, but we didn't. So mixing eye and ear from the tactility. If you notice a little later, I say that Ion is shifts like tactility. It's a tactile shifting. Seeing more and more of the tactility of Ion's tactility in the way he's performing on payday. The shift, shift, shift. The constant erasing of what he said. Now I see Kevin goes awesome. This is awesome. Chad, isn't that amazing? The eye-ear aspects of what Ion's doing?
Yeah, the numbers in the vibration are the acoustic
space.
Yeah.
Or what?
So the numbers in the vibration. Can you hear me all right?
The numbers in vibration are what?
Acoustic.
Yeah, that's acoustic, and that's acoustic triangulation. I like what he says, that cell towers can't see.
Right, and the triangulation is the intersection between the visual flat plane geometry and the acoustic vibration of numbers and what's emanating from those towers. The cell towers are the three points, and Ion refers to when you put the three points down, and you get the vibration coming off the points. Ion calls it a fractal antenna. So
right.
The way I see it, the fractal is the intersection between the visual and the acoustic.
Which is tactility. It's neither.
Yes,
it's
not. And not only that, remember that term? This is like early 2009. Remember one time I was talking to you, I think maybe when I was in Hawaii, and we came up with the term fractile. Remember fractile?
Fractility, that's right. Fractile, that's right. Fractility. Yeah. So Kevin adds typing in timing, rotation, sine wave. Sine waves are spirals. You look at a sine wave, it's actually the slinky, you know, that the slinky fall down the steps. It's a spiraling cone, so to speak.
Yeah, sine wave is looking at a slinky from the side.
Yeah,
side
through
angle.
It.
Yeah.
Looking through it. And so I think most people, when they think of triangulation, they visualize the three points. But to realize it's acoustic, and then when you actually get triangulated, that's when you're balanced, and that's your proprioceptive feeling. That's where it brings in proprioception. So actually, triangulation involves all the senses. Probably is a multisensory operating from the tactile, which is the interplay of all the senses, and not limit to any one sense. So it was just struck me how no wonder Ion showed up here at Dobbstown. We're putting out there the best McLuhan information, and McLuhan, he didn't know the, as far as I know, he didn't know the formula, but he was on to this point that ion is, when he, a lot of ion seems to me, he retrieves visual space. He's talking about you as an individual, he talks about the grid, the Forex form is something you visualize and map out, and he talks about playing with time, he talks a lot about there's no time, that's visual space. He would say there's no space, and I got him to say that once or twice, but he doesn't emphasize that. Ion is visually biased, at least in his put-on and performance here, and maybe that's because Americans and maybe humans are visually biased. You got to begin with that. But the puzzle for people is to realize that ion is operating from tactility. That's the thing. I mean, he defined what's tactility? He says that's contrast. And that's exactly how McLuhan defines tactility. It's the abrupt interface. When you make a cartoon and it has a dark outline, and then you can't figure out any particularities about the character, but it's a broad outline, it interacts with other characters and cartoon figures in a broad outline. That's the contrast. That's the abrupt interface of tactility. You'll see him define it in Through the Vanishing Point. So Ion came up with that definition and replayed it as a simple term, contrast. So this is pretty amazing to me, Chad, that Ion is expressing what I was trying to say and adding a whole bunch of other stuff about chemistry, of course, I didn't know. But on the formal dynamics, it is pretty interesting how this is what Ion is operating from, and maybe because Ion was talking to me and Carolyn. If he had started with Kyle, we had a nice conversation with Kyle on Sunday night, found out that he was a Bible fundamentalist and part of a cult. I don't think he would call it a cult, but he says there are 7,000 people in the world who were taught by somebody how to interpret the Bible. And he says Ion is way off on a lot of points. So I'm getting Kyle to come in and talk to Ion about what he believes is the knowledge in his Bible cult because he will not accept Ion. He won't listen to the Revelation series.
I just want to say one thing though before you go any further on that.
Is this Corbin?
Remember how Ion said?
Who the fuck
Ion said you.
Yeah, oh, it's Kaiser. Okay, we gotta turn that off there, Carol. Sorry. Go ahead, Chad.
Ion said that it's okay to have a visual bias if you know how to apply the visual bias.
Yes. Yeah.
And for me personally, that culminated in actually visually documenting triangulation. So the use of the visual, it's interesting that Ion's called Ion, because at least for me, it's turned my visual bias into a working modality rather than a limiter. Because initially Ion was saying that a visual bias had disservices. But then once we got into triangulation, Ion said triangulation will be the downfall of non-physical. And then the more we got into sessions about triangulation, it was about, like, this is you applying your visual bias. What was it? Going from being the trebler to the applier. Remember that? Trebler and applier?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So with that over, it is like a sensory recalibration to do triangulation, because it allows you to actually physically pinpoint the epicenter where the visual and the acoustic are rubbing together through the tactile interface.
Yeah. So you're right. Ion came in, criticized the visual bias, and he didn't say that term till later, but he's basically saying there's no time, which if you knew McLuhan was visual parameters. And then he started telling us, well, you can play with the false premise of time. That was the first, like, okay, we can go back, and even though we're saying there's no time, you can invent it or make it as an artifact and consciously play with it by putting stuff in a box. Remember, you say, well, I'm too busy to do this, so you wrote something down you want done, and you put it in a box. He called that playing with the false premise of time. So he retrieved visual space, which is what McLuhan says the electric age does. The isolated dominance of printing press and its media, and the symbolized by money, it was resubsumed into the tactile electric extension and become balanced. Visual space got rebalanced in with the other senses and not dominating. That's the crisis for visual biased man, and Wall Street is what's happened to money since 1929.
In the first phase, it became public property in the welfare state, and then in the digital era, it was evaporated, including credit. And nobody knows how to define where we're at now. And then that's why I had to come in and do it itself, sort of, quote, solve these issues, which is doing. So what's the other point? The visual bias. And this is what Finnegan's Wake is. Finnegan's Wake is the visual bias, or the book, retrieved. The eyes demand their term. The eyes demand their, what was it? Television, cell phone, and brother. Their what?
T-U-R-N.
Turn. The eyes demand their turn. Let them be seen. Joyce had figured out how to retrieve the obsolete book and show and create a surface playing with visual space, with the ground of the book showing tactility. So he made the tactile eye. Let me see, there's another point there. Susanna says, or writes, Ion said there's no acoustic space during the last payday. And that's probably timely that Ion said that, because we're moving into understanding the tactility of Ion. And that's right. There's no visual acoustic space from non-physical. Tactility is non-physical, even though it is part of our physical situation. It's defined as that thing that is not obvious physical. It's not a sense. So Ion would have to say there's no visual space, no acoustic space from the tactile position. Now, Ion also says, I think you hear this in Bob Marshall's private session, done the first week or so after Ion was here, where Bob Marshall says, is there tactility in non-physical? And Ion says, no. So that's the other part of this. Within our knowing, there is tactility, and Ion is a tactile situation, but he's beyond tactility on the, whatever you want to call that, the spiritual I-cell level. And that's not physical as we understand it. Okay, so let's see. My chart is a chart of different quadrants of tactility. There was another point there. I want to say something like, it's surprising to find out how much Ion is expressing and being tactility in the McLuhan definition. We could be suspect that Ion is doing that because it engaged with me for the first year or two. And so it picked up my knowledge and played with it. If Kyle had invented Ion, you might have a whole different scenario. That's something that I would ask someone else to present to Ion, to ask Ion, is Ion saying stuff because they began with Bob and Carolyn first? So one of you guys on Saturday night asked that. We'll see. I mean, Roxy's trying to ask things like that, but she comes at it differently. Plus, she because English is not her main language, is often discussed awkwardly. So let's see. So discover that acoustic space is triangulation. That was forgotten. You're the best qualified to talk about this acoustic triangulation because you've been listening to this since 1995 or so, and you know what I'm delighted in discovering, the eye-ear dynamic from tactile position is visualized by Ion into the 4X formula. So the printing press, Ion says, brought in the Dark Ages, where the eye was separated out of the natural interplay with the other senses. And Ion says, people got pretty stupid in terms of the afterlife. People in the medieval ages, they lived a regular world, engaging anomalies in the mystery landscape. So the separation of the eye from the other senses caused by the printing press is what Ion said became a big disservice and strengthened the veil and all these effects. And then the electric age allowed the guff to be evaporated so Ion could come forth and speak. But Ion is bringing back visual space in complementarity or in unity or in interplay. It's an interesting way to think about it, which is what James Joyce tried to anticipate with his expression through the book of a tactile eye. So Ion brings in the tactile eye plus other stuff, which is the mystery landscape and not tactility. So we're talking, to the degree we're talking about tactility and all that we're saying here, that's the world of mortar. And that's what has to be cleaned up. People have to learn how to relate to social mortar because they're gods and they don't want to deal with each other. As gods, don't necessarily acquire each other, but it is fun to interact, and then that creates social language and social mortar, which causes problems. And that's what's happening here, how I define it.